The Marshland Deepwater Port at the southern tip of Somerset has been the site for coal shipments for 150 years. The Black Rock once helped power a young nation's trains, industrial revolution, and fueled its optimism. Brayton Point's two cement cooling towers, each soaring 500 feet high, loom in the distance across Mount Hope Bay. For State Representative Pat Haddad, the bay's name is now a misnomer.
It's very melancholy because what it represented for the town of Somerset for a very long time was an industry that was responsible for a large portion of the tax base. Now, as I look at it, I see the future, and the future right now isn't very bright.
In its heyday, hundreds of workers stoked the coal-burning boilers at Brayton Point. The plant generated enough electricity to power 1.5 million homes and fueled Somerset schools and services with $13 million a year. But for the past decade, it's produced a declining fraction of the power and funds. Many area residents worry about what will happen when the plug is finally pulled on the plant. But Lloyd Mendes, not so much.
What do I do? I'm a nudnik in town.
Mendes is retired. He recently ran unsuccessfully for Somerset Selectman. His unpopular solution to save money after the shutdown, deep spending cuts, reduce school bus service, and eliminate the Blue Raiders high school hockey program.
I love hockey. I recognize that these kids are a unique bunch of kids. Maybe some of them are at risk. I mean, it's a wonderful sport, but we cannot afford $1,500 per kid for any activity.
Mendes lives near Mount Hope Bay in the shadow of the Brayton Point cooling towers.
I get kayaks, I get a sailboat, I shellfish. It's a beautiful place. And the fact that it's next to industry, well, I live in the industrial age. I get no problem with that. Nobody owes you a living. I mean, it's up to you to make things work. And don't forget, the Sierra Club didn't force them out. They made a business decision.
Environmental demonstrators tried for years to shut Brayton Point down. The coal plant was the state's number one emitter of toxins into the environment, and hot water discharge into the bay was killing fish. A decade ago, plant owner Dominion Energy spent $1 billion to clean up its act and comply with court orders. But it was too little, too late. Peter Shattuck, director of the Acadia Center's Clean Energy Initiative, says Dominion didn't realize there was a revolution going on in energy production, away from coal to natural gas, renewable resources, and efficiency.
The owners really got caught flat-footed, though. They poured a ton of money into that facility and then basically had to drop it a couple of years later.
In 2014, Dominion sold Brayton Point to the private equity firm Energy Capital Partners. The company, based in New Jersey but incorporated in the Cayman Islands, bought the plant and two others for less than half the price Dominion paid for the environmental improvements. And then, just 6 weeks after the deal closed, Energy Capital Partners announced it was closing Brayton Point in 3 years. State Representative Pat Haddad.
You know, it's still a mystery. Very many of us have the conjecture that the group that bought the plant from Dominion really had no plan to run it. For them, it just meant how quickly can we move it along and how much can we make.
Energy Capital Partners was able to make a lot more money selling less power. They knew that when they bought Brayton Point.
Tyson Slocum investigated the strange deal. He's director of the energy project at the consumer advocacy organization Public Citizen. He charges Energy Capital Partners deliberately manipulated the wholesale market for electricity, single-handedly turning the region's energy supply from a surplus to a deficit.
Their whole plan was to buy Brayton Point so that they could prematurely close it in order to create this artificial shortage to drive prices up. Prices went up by more than $1 billion. A huge price increase, all to be paid for by New England ratepayers. It's exactly what Enron did.
Energy Capital Partners did not respond to numerous attempts to discuss the Brayton Point deal. But Ann George with ISO New England, which manages the wholesale energy market, confirmed its impact.
Yes, yes, that is true. That's what markets do when they see a shortfall. The prices rise to show the need for investment.
Power generators wanted to invest in more natural gas power plants. Bargain basement prices for fracked gas were driving other energy sources out of the market. Ann George says closing the Brayton Point coal plant creates even greater demand for gas.
And so you take away a large non-gas resource, and that just adds to the pressure for natural gas on the current natural gas system.
In the year 2000, coal supplied 12% of New England's electricity. Now it's just 3%. And natural gas, which generated less than 20% of the region's energy back then, now provides nearly 60%. And the ISO says we need more natural gas and more pipelines to carry it to ensure the reliable supply of electricity.
We're putting all our eggs in the big natural gas basket, and it's risky.
Acadia Center's Peter Shattuck warns we've become dangerously over-reliant on natural gas to generate electricity. He says we need alternatives.
Brayton is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to show that we can go straight from coal to clean energy. We know how to do this. We have the tools, offshore wind, energy storage. These are the technologies of the future. We just need to use them in a smart way to make the grid stronger.
You know, when I saw the handwriting on the wall, I realized that, you know, honey, you got to, you know, do something or get off the train because it's going to be wrecked.
Somerset State Rep. Pat Haddad had been the biggest booster of Brayton Point, but now Massachusetts is mandating new offshore wind farms produce as much electricity as the coal-fired power plant once did. Haddad is a convert. She wants to use Brayton Point as a support site for the offshore wind farms.
Wind makes so much sense. I mean, it's 300-plus acres on the water. We are a designated deep water port. What we have for transmission lines. So I think the opportunities are there. So, yes, I'm the schizophrenic. I was the queen of coal, and now I'm the witch of wind.
As the sun sets on the old Somerset coal-fired power plant, state officials will be meeting to assess three sites in the running to be the hub of the new offshore wind industry, including Brayton Point. Bruce Gellerman, Rhode Island Public Radio.